I understand that it's up to 6 months, but the average is 3 months. And do they have any kind of complaint mechanism or legal avenue to challenge the detention? Then a few follow-up questions concerning migrant children. And one big topic that hasn't been covered up to now, if I'm not mistaken, is children coming from Ukraine. So your country has received many refugees from Ukraine, and you should be commended for that. You were, of course, in the first place to receive them. But could you tell us how many children were accommodated from Ukraine? Among them, how many have been assessed as unaccompanied? Coming from institution, did you receive children from institution and accommodated them as children in institution? And now, what is the policy concerning the return of those children in Ukraine? Because we know that many are returning. Concerning unaccompanied minors, the definition of an accompanied minor is someone who is not accompanied by any adult. And this is very broad, so that means that it could be someone who is not related to the child. How do you assess that this person is adequate for the child and not someone who has bad intention? Still concerning identification, the age assessment, what I understand from your legislation is that at one point there is a presumption of majority instead of presumption of minority. And this is very worrying. And last question is concerning guardians. How do you choose them? How do you ensure that they have the proper qualification? And how do you supervise their work? Thank you.
Susanna Ho.
Bonjour et merci pour les réponses. Je voudrais revenir aux familles d'accueil. Il y a combien d'enfants qui sont placés par famille d'accueil? Et quel est